Blog Talk Radio.
Is, are you on the right or are you on the left? What is this, a traffic signal? Come on, guys, everybody knows. There's no such thing as the right. There's only conservatives. They're all nice people and they're very conservative. On the left, if you're on the left, you're a communist. Why is everybody afraid to say the word communist? You're a communist. More people say the N-word than say the word communist. Maybe that's what we should do. Every time you want to do a slur, you call them a communist. Nobody even knows what communism is. I heard my boy Jimmy from Brooklyn on Bob Grant today. He was very good. He was naming names. And Bob Grant said Jimmy is the most respected authority on the communist movement since Stalin wore knickers. So I'm reading some of my blogs, and I thought I'd share them with you. This one comes from the blacksmith, very patriotic guy, and it's about Mitt Romney. So I thought I'd share it with you. I'm reading it as I got it. I haven't even read it yet. Taken from his Mitt Romney 2012 site, after going to both Harvard Business School and Harvard Law School simultaneously, he passed the Michigan bar, but never worked as an attorney. I guess his conscience bothered him. Yeah, we couldn't get those little old ladies with their, what is it, their mortgage, the reversible mortgage? Reverse you right into broke. Reversible mortgages, you know why? Because of the people that are selling them. I don't trust the people that the Hollywood actors that sell reversible mortgages. And especially, and I know this is going to come as a shock to a lot of you conservatives, Fred Thompson. What, Fred Thompson, a conservative? Be careful of the label you put on somebody without vetting them. Fred Thompson voted to burn the flag when he was a senator, 40 days before 9/11. Now call him a conservative. Can you? Can you say that word? Yeah, I told you, you gotta vet these people. Look what we're living through right now. We've got the king of Kenya running the government. I was looking for a picture of a witch doctor. I was going to do a blog with a witch doctor with a bone through his nose announcing the birth of Osama bin Laden in Kenya, doing the Hawaiian war chant. So, as a venture capitalist, Romney's first major business deal involved investing in a startup office supply company with one store in Massachusetts that sold office supplies. That company, called Staples, now has over 2,000 stores and employs over 90,000 people. Romney or his company, Bain Capital, using what became known as the Bain Way, would go on the same kinds of business miracles again and again with companies like Domino's, Sealy, Brookstone, Weather Channel, Burger King, Warner Music Group, Dollarama, Home Depot Supply, and many others. Got your calculators handy? Let's recap. Volunteer campaign worker for his dad's gubernatorial campaign 1 year. Unpaid intern in governor's office 8 years. Mormon missionary in Paris 2 years. Bonjour. Want a little religion? Yeah, that's a good assignment. I just had a guy in from Uganda. I'd like to see somebody do that chore. Yeah, if you can get through the crocodiles. So he was in Paris as a Mormon missionary for 2 years. Unpaid bishop and stake president of his church 10 years. No salary as president of the Olympics 3 years. I got to tell you, when I was rooting for Santorum and Gingrich, I mocked the fact that he saved the Olympics because there was grant money from the federal government involved. And if I had my way, the only grant any politician would have would be on a $20 bill, and he'd only have one in his pocket. Yeah. No more of this Academy Awards for senators. The envelope, please. So he took no salary as Massachusetts governor for 4 years. That's a grand total of 28 years of unpaid service to his country, his community, and his church. Why? Because that's the kind of man Romney is and will continue to be. So there's a pro of Romney, and I got to tell you, I said it before Romney. I didn't want to see Romney get the nomination. I was hoping Santorum or Gingrich would get it. I was very up on Gingrich, even to the point that I authored a website for Gingrich. It was called the Virginians for Newt, because he wasn't allowed to vote in Virginia, because the Republicans seemed to it that he didn't get on the ballot. And I don't trust the Republicans either. The only difference between the Republicans and the Democamos is that the Republicans go to church. Yeah. And if you see Nancy Pelosi in church, make sure she's putting in the basket and not taking out. Yeah, shake the basket to see so the coins can hit the felt. Yeah, unbelievable. So, that was the story on Mitt Romney. And let's see what else we got here. Oh, this is a great one. Oh, no, it's brand new. This is from the Tea Party. An army letting diversity trump winning wars. General Odiermo, this is a progressive way forward. Sorry, guys. Sissies don't win wars. And I got to tell you something. There are some few exceptional women that are fantastic, and most of them can beat me up, but they don't belong on the front lines. There is dirty work to be done. So let's see. Let's see what it says here. It seems that the old military song, "The Army Goes Rolling Along," may need some revisions, especially where it says we'll fight with all our might as the army keeps rolling along. That's because of the military's new move to open up a previously closed assignments, such as infantry, to women. You know the argument that they'll give you when you tell them that women don't belong on the front lines? They'll say, oh, the Israeli army that we're about to betray under Obama. Yeah, they have women. Yeah, you know why they have women? There's 3 million Israelis. They should have dogs and women. They need everybody that they can get. There is nobody in Israel that will be allowed to stand on the sidelines when 1 billion Muslims shout Allahu Akbar. And that's because survival is the number one priority. The move was launched in February when Defense Department officials V. Penrod and Army Major Gary Patton eliminated some rules regarding women soldiers. They promised at the time that assignments for women in or near direct ground combat would be only the beginning. That's wonderful. I can't wait to watch the military cooks on the channel see what's for dinner. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Yeah, we're in trouble. Absolutely sick. Absolutely sick. Want to hear what some people say about it? Diversity, this is by James 1 hour ago. Diversity is another nail in the coffin for American sovereignty. And take a look at the last 50 years. Oh, I learned something today on Bob Grant that really upset me. Take a look at the last 50 years. America does not fight to win its wars. It does not even fight for America or freedom. It does fight to spend money, kill Americans, and bring diversity, which divides the country and buries it in greater debt while obligating it through loans. Wake up, people. Ron Paul told you the truth. America is burning its bridges behind it with the hate and strife agendas. Ron Paul's not the answer. He's a nice guy. Would I put him on the Supreme Court? Yes. Would I put him as president? Hell no. We'll all be speaking Chinese or Russian in about 2 months. Ron Paul is turn the other cheek. We have no time to turn the other cheek. We have to strike first. The next war is going to be over. And there are going to be more nukes than you thought you would ever see in your lifetime. Here's another guy, a comment by Charles. It is possible that Army flag officers are now caving to the extreme left-wing pressures of politicians who would enjoy Americans falling in battle and losing wars. I got to tell you something. Any senator or any congressman who has not served in the military, I'd throw their ass out of office. If you haven't got military experience one term, you don't deserve any terms making laws. I'm sorry. That's my opinion, and I stand by it, and I know the country would be better because of it. It is possible that Army flag officers have forgotten their oath to the nation, the Constitution, and the mission of the Army to close with and destroy the enemy. I'll tell you something else. There's a lieutenant, Marine lieutenant, rotting in prison. He was sold out by the Marine Corps. He was abandoned by the people that preach teamwork. He was put up for trial for saving his life by shooting a terrorist who was attacking him, and he had to stand before seven officers, I assume they're all Marine officers, and not one had combat experience, and they gave him 15 years in jail for being an American. And that's a goddamn disgrace. And that tells you where we're going. The skeleton crew of freedom is getting smaller, and many are walking away from the military because they don't like the sissification. And they don't want to go to jail for being patriotic. You're going to see a bailout on this military that you won't believe. They're going to do what they did under Clinton. Under Clinton, almost the entire Air Force quit. They all went back to flying commercial airlines. That's President Pinocchio Pants, the draft dodger. He should be on a separate mountain somewhere, like in Vermont. The first draft dodger president who made $170 million in government service. Yeah, you suckers. You bought it. You eat it up. The more the media gives you, the more you lap. It is possible that Army flag officers have abandoned their commitment to the spirit of the warrior and the legacy of Americans' generations of fallen, who understood what is demanded of every generation to uphold the Republic and achieve victory in war. Charles is a good writer. Perhaps it is time for the next administration. What next administration? Bob Grant says Obama's got it in the bag. George Soros owns the Spanish vote counting company. Oh, that's not true. He only owns a portion. Yeah. Well, you know what? If we were a sponge, the only thing we could absorb is cagada de toro, BS. And Congress to ask some hard questions of the Army flag officers and their commitment. I'm going to tell you somebody I don't trust, and he's a senator on the Republican side, and I call him Lindsey Graham. I caught him at a press conference once where he was talking about making an example of some poor private. And when I heard that, I said, this guy, and he's a dirtbag. He's a dirtbag, and he only strikes when he's needed, when he gets the call from the Queen of Diamonds. Unbelievable. And their commitment to leading a combat-ready army in the 21st century. I bet you if George Patton walked into the Pentagon, people would be flying out the windows right and left. And you know what Patton's famous saying is? No army officer ever made a good decision in a swivel chair. Of late, we hear more about encouraging homosexuals in the ranks, abandoning the capability for high-intensity warfare, and feminizing the combat arms. And I'll tell you something, I mentioned it in last night's show. We got too many fatties in the military. These reserve units that go overseas, they're not in shape. Got too many fatties. You go take a look at World War II. The guys had to tighten their belts. They're down to the last notch. This is not the leadership of America's best generals, America's patriots. This echoes of careerism and not self-sacrifice. The core of the American professional soldier. The voices we may only hear on Memorial Day from our military cemeteries around the world speak out loud to American patriots. This is a nice article. This is by just an average American named Charles. When the Republic is in danger, her leading military authorities must show the integrity to stand and declare. And it's he missed out on the rest of the print. When the Republic is in danger, her leading must show the integrity to stand and declare the professional wisdom necessary to protect that which we hold dear, our Constitution, our America. In the face of any less performance, fate would make such individuals mere civil servants. And the thing that Bob Grant said today that really got me going, we've been asleep. We've been asleep since NAM, before NAM. In 1965, Lyndon Johnson signed an Immigration Act that insisted that only 15% of immigrants come from Europe. And 85% had to come from Asia, Middle East, Africa, and South America since 1965. Now, you couple that with murdering 1,300 babies a day, American babies, and see who's coming off the planes to take their places. And that's why you got a country in trouble, and we are in trouble. $16 trillion in debt, and you both Republicans and Democrats are faking the budget game.
Well, I'm for this, and I'm for that, and he's for that, and we're not getting any cooperation.
I'll give you cooperation. You guys would all be, you'd be on half pay day one. One term of office and get your ass out, and no benefits. The benefits belong to that nurse that's working two shifts so she can send her son to college who's 25 and living in the basement. Yeah, we know what's going on. We know the real scoop. We're Americans. We know everything. So let me give you a tune. We'll sneak out for a tune, and then we'll sneak back, and I'll give you some more poop from group, as the Air Force boys say. You ever hear them say that? What's the poop from group? That's World War II talk. Okay, we're going to the studio. Bartender, a champagne. And we'll pick a nice tune for you. I gotta get you riled up. Let's see what we got. Here's one. Just had a fight with your girl? You found out she wasn't a girl? She joined the army?
can give me a chance, oh baby.
A punk that's my love, don't go away. I need your love every day. I'm loving you so well, I want you to know. I need your love so badly. I need your love so badly.
Baby.
I need your love so badly.
Oh, I got a flashback. I don't know if I should tell you about it. I was in the Army in 58 to 60, stationed in Germany. Went to basic training in Fort Hood, Texas. In Fort Hood, Texas, they had my rifle was at the foot of my bed. Now they had 60,000 troops in Fort Hood, and a guy named Hassan, a very religious Muslim, went and took out 13 people and wounded about 33, shouting Allahu Akbar, gunning people down that were waiting in line for medical checkups. And he was a psychiatrist for the military, appointed by the Pentagon, got a promotion when he started to write Allahu Akbar on his paperwork. And he was a soldier of Allah. So they promoted him, and they sent him to Fort Hood, and that's where he did the dirty deed. And 60,000 troops were his captive. He took 60,000 troops captive, and they didn't have one weapon. So they called the cops, and the cops came and got him. And now he's sitting in a wheelchair, and Eric Holder is protecting him. He's got the protection of Eric Holder. And the excuse they're going to give why they can't hang him is because he's in a wheelchair. I say hang him in the wheelchair. This way you can wheel it right off the gallows, you know? But anyway, so here I am in Germany, and we're just talking about gays in the military, right? And when everybody, they think, oh, you know, these little powder puff guys that tiptoe around and they talk with high voices and they flick the wrist, you know, and they're all pansies. I got news for you. I went through basic training with one of the toughest gay guys, and we didn't know he was gay, that I ever encountered. And we used to play poker with him, and he was from Texas, and his name was Tex. And he was a rough, tough guy, could play football, could do everything. So we get transferred to Germany. We're in the 50th Infantry, 4th Armored Division. He has homosexual relations with a guy in headquarters company, a Jeep driver. The guy in headquarters company is a Catholic. He has pangs of conscience. He goes to his chaplain. He says he wants to break off this relationship. The chaplain goes to the battalion commander. They don't try him. They want to hush this up. You know, like the Catholic Church hushes things up. My Catholic Church that I love. So they transfer Tex from D Company in the 50th Infantry, and they send him across at the quadrangle where the 35th Armor is. And the first thing they do is they put Tex on guard duty, and they give him a loaded 45. And Tex goes over to headquarters company to see his lover, and he walks in, and he shoots his lover, who's laying on the bunk. And another poor innocent bastard who happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time was trying to get out the door, and Tex grabbed him by the back of the shirt, and he put a bullet in his head. Okay? So I just want to let you know that there are many different kinds of homosexuals. And what happened, this was in the middle of the winter, they had to evacuate the barracks, all right? And everybody that was in those barracks was out in the middle of the snow in their underwear screaming, kill that son of a bitch, because I want to go to sleep. And his old sergeant from my company, his old platoon sergeant, went in and disarmed him. And of course, he's life in Leavenworth if he's still living. So, you know, there's a lot of emotions that run rampant. You got to be careful. You got to be careful when you're dealing with people. And you got to be careful when you make people do something that they don't want to do. So that's the lesson for today. Now, let me see what this guy says. Bud says, this is about, oh yeah, uniformed military banned from downtown Chicago during the NATO meeting. So the military's been told not to wear their uniforms. And everybody's upset about it. Now, let me tell you something about the Pentagon and the Pentagonians. On 9/11, the greatest defeat in American military history, Al-Qaeda came into New York City and into Washington, D.C. with four hijacked planes. They used our gas, our credit cards, and our equipment to take down America. It was the greatest single victory in the ever visited upon the United States. And the Pentagon didn't have one Stinger missile to bring that plane down before it went into the building. Yet you could go into Afghanistan and 11-year-olds have Stinger missiles in every other cave. And they bring down helicopters all day long. And they didn't even need a Stinger missile to bring down the Navy SEALs in a helicopter. They used a propelled grenade, and they wiped out SEAL Team 6.
Oh, they didn't wipe out SEAL Team 6. It's a lot bigger than that.
To me, they wiped out SEAL Team 6. When you take out 22 guys, plus 8 other Americans in that chopper, as far as I'm concerned, you wiped out SEAL Team 6 while you're taking credit for getting Bin Laden, and your media pimps are covering up that slaughter. Overnight, those SEAL Team guys were buried in the press. Before the bodies got home, they were all buried in the press. Biggest cover-up I ever saw since 9/11 when the Democrats ran the hearings. Yeah, my friends were in trouble. We are capable of being BS'd. We are BS'd every minute of the day. So this guy is upset. He says, I took an oath to protect this country on foreign or domestic soil when I took my military oath. Nothing has changed. I am still willing to die for our way of life and to preserve the freedoms we have, even though a host of people here in America don't deserve them. You can see all of those pimps at the Chicago Occupy Wall Street crowd. And I heard they went into a restaurant the day before today and they beat up people that were having dinner. How's that? How's that being in America? Welcome to America. The Gestapo, the brown shirts are back. Let's see what we got here. Pentagon orders media not to wear uniforms in Chicago. Okay, so here's what I said. You have to play it safe in a foreign country. Chicago's a foreign country. They don't like the U.S. military. The best thing to do is to hide out with the president at Camp David. He knows Chicago. He won't be spit on. It's a campaign year, and his demo commo stooges may not recognize him, so he's laying low in Camp David. Besides, the military is in trouble. 60,000 troops were trapped in Fort Hood by a very religious Muslim, and we had to call the cops. Major Hassan just got a Pentagon promotion for preaching jihad. And I did mention to you about Lieutenant Behenna, right? 15 years in prison for shooting a terrorist, and he was convicted by seven troopers with no combat experience. The greatest Muslim sacrament is jihad. It is like communion to a crusader. Sorry, not supposed to say crusade. Like General Eisenhower wrote Crusade in Europe, so they've hidden that book because it has the word crusade in it. And I'm sure it has the word communist in it too. It might be offensive to a very religious Muslim. The big debate today among the Pentagonians is should we try five
911 Muslims separately because they're too noisy in the courtroom. Why not? Surely we will hang them, and we'll hang them separately. We can't hang all five together with one noose. How would that look in the New York Times? Besides, if we tell them they are hanging five, they may think they're going surfing. If 48 senators vote to burn the flag and kill American babies, are they jihadists too? If a man takes an oath in front of God to love, honor, and obey in sickness and in health and drives his wife to suicide, did he break? If a politician whose wife is dying of cancer, or the politician whose wife is planning to die, abandons her for another woman, has he broken his oath? Or will he do the same thing when he takes the oath to defend the USA? I think so. Don't you? Harry Truman asked, if a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? If you go to any old age home, you will find an oath keeper watching over the vow he took until death do us part. That's a sad thing to see. You should do it. Everybody should do it once, and everybody should go to a military hospital or a burn center. I'm going to miss that greatest generation. They kept us safe under God. Now the ACLU wants them punished by removing the cross they worshipped. That's the first outfit that would definitely go on trial for murder. So, having said that, let me see if there's anything else we can do here. Oh, Chen vows to continue fight against China injustice. That's the blind guy. And he got off the plane to cheers. And he looked well-fed. He looked rested. And he had his sunglasses on. And everybody was cheering. And then they announced that he's against abortion. And the women shouted, make him blind again. The pro-choice ladies. Yeah, you know, it's a woman's right. Yeah, it's a woman's right. I know it's a woman's right. In a hotel. Because let me know which one it is, because I like to sleep like a baby. What a bunch of crap. We sold ourselves a bill of goods. We bullshitted ourselves. We've stuffed our own faces and minds and bodies with cagada de toro. Unbelievable. We're a bunch of suckers. So, having said that, let me give you a tune, now that I've cheered you up. Oh, here's a good one. Let me see if I'll do this one first. This is for all the GIs who got jilted.
Dear John, oh, how I hate to write. Dear John, I must let you know tonight that my love for you has died away like Christ upon the lawn. And tonight I wed another. Dear John, dear John,
I was overseas in battle when the mail caught up with me, and they handed me a letter. Oh, I was happy as could be, for the fighting was all over, and the battle had been won. Then I opened up the letter, and it started, Dear John.
Dear John, oh, how I hate to write. Dear John, I must let you know tonight that my love for you has died away like Christ upon the lawn. And tonight I wed another. Dear John,
will you please send back my picture? My husband wants it now. And when I tell you who I'm marrying, why, you won't care, dear, anyhow. Now the ceremony has started, and I'll wed your brother Don. Will you wish us happiness forever, dear John?
And tonight I wed another, dear John.
Do you think John deserved that letter? Oh, poor John. That's all right, John. You're off the hook, buddy. Yep. The other guy is making alimony payments right now. It's unbelievable, isn't it? I was watching a debate between Senator Byrd. You know Senator Byrd? He's a Democrat. He's one of the last Klan members left in the Democrat Party. He's gone now. He's barn burning up in heaven. Yeah, everything in Virginia is named after Senator Byrd. He got him a lot of bucks, man. If you get the people bucks, they'll keep you in office. Look at Charlie Rangel here. Rangel's got the angle. You can't put him away. They censored him. He was censured. Charlie, we caught you stealing. You're bad, naughty, naughty. You're censured. And Charlie said, okay, I'm censured. And he's running for office again. And then you have, of course, another great Democrat, Corzine, John Corzine. And he stole when he worked for Goldman Sachs, allegedly. You always have to throw in allegedly, otherwise you can be sued. I think my wife is allegedly fooling around. Well, at least you're not married to dear John. But anyway, John Corzine, he was allegedly stealing money from Goldman Sachs, and then he became a senator, and he was allegedly stealing money in the Senate, and then he became a governor, and he was allegedly stealing money as a governor, and that's believable because if you've seen the taxes in New Jersey, they have to be stealing in order to have taxes that high. And then, of course, he put himself in charge of a company. And he took farmers' investments, hedge money, to protect themselves against the prices of crops getting out of hand. And he took those poor working farmers' money, and he can't find it. The money all gone. It's like a blackjack dealer when they're clearing the table. You know, they slap their hands together. There's nothing in their hands. That's what he did. John Corzine. But he had enough money left over to go to Obama's birthday party with George Clooney. George Clooney played an Iraq war veteran. I was in the Iraq war. I saved the Iranians. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. You see this new movie that's coming out, this battleship, and it's going to face something, a monster from the sea? Man, what's wrong with us? You got your kids watching make-believe shit. I never use the other word. It's always S-H-E-T. Make-believe shit. At MVS, I say, my grandson loves it when we point at some Hollywood piece of crap and I say MVS. He thinks that's fantastic. Make-believe shit. They're going to have the United States Navy fighting a sea monster. And here we got Navy sailors beaten and tortured on a TWA flight and shot in the back of the head and thrown off the tarmac. His name was Stethem, Robert Stethem. See, 911, we forget nothing. I got a challenge coin. It says it right on there. In New Yorkese, 911, we forget nothing. And if you think we forgot 911, we didn't. We haven't paid back for that yet. Maybe this president thinks he has. But I guarantee you that one day on a nuclear sub, there's going to be a guy from Brooklyn, and he's going to start pressing buttons. You just wait and see. Because shit happens, right? Anyway, what was I saying? We were talking about dear John, then I went off on a tangent. Oh, my mind is gone. The Hollywood is fighting this monster,
And if you ever see the movies, all the movies are the same old crap. I mean, what do you need to make a movie? You need a dumb cop. You need a cop car that flips over. You need a girl that's half naked, that's got stiletto marks all over her body. You need a guy with hypodermic needles for fingers. You need a guy in a hockey mask. And you got the typical Hollywood love story. Yeah. And, of course, all the Latinos have to be drug dealers. All the Italian guys have to be mafia. All the Irish guys have to be drunks. All the blacks have to be muggers. That's it. You got it. You got a Hollywood movie. Something that everybody can understand, unless you want to go to the girls of the Jersey Shore, the girls of Trailer Park 7. You know, and when you finally meet a decent American, you meet a black guy that doesn't steal. You don't know. You're in shock. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to react. Or you meet a priest from Nigeria who had his eye shot out, and he tells you, you've gotten pretty good in the United States, you know. Oh, not us. We know our rights. Yeah, you know what I say about the demonstrators? Put them on the front line in Afghanistan, just with their demonstration signs. And every time a round goes over, they have to stand up and show the sign. Oh, God help us, man. We're in trouble. Let's see what this says. It looks like Arizona SOS. Yeah, they're going after Sheriff Arpaio. He's the only guy that's working in Arizona. They're going to make an example of him. They'll call him a racist. Well, I got news for you. You can call me a racist all day long. I am a racist. And I'll tell you right up front, I'm a racist. And my favorite race is the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, they all suck. They all suck. Let's see what this says. Why Obama touted foreign birth? Hey, listen, we know he was born in Kenya. There's a hospital hut over there. It says the birthplace of Obama bin Laden. I just wish he was a little pro-American. It would be nice to have a president that's pro-American. Oh, you hear the sirens? They're coming for me. See, the Secret Service just found out that I got one of their girls. Arizona Secretary of State, that's what SOS stands for. I used to say it was the same old stuff. Yeah, he's threatening to keep President Obama's name off the state's ballot. Well, you know, if enough people keep Obama's name off the ballot, Hillary could put hers on. And you know that Hillary has been predicted to be the next president. It's in the book of Revelation. Yep, a beast will appear in the heavens and will have seven heads, and her tail will sweep the stars from the sky. You remember that passage? Yeah, and how about this passage? All the oil in the world belongs to the United States. That's in the Bible. Yeah, verses 10W40. So Bennett, who spoke to Arizona radio host Mike Broomhead, I changed that name, Mike. Thursday said he requested the government confirmation 8 weeks ago and has gotten it. Hawaii, he said, does not have to supply a certified copy of the birth certificate. Merely send him an email confirming that it has one. And they won't do that. Well, let's see what the drums say. Drums say, Obama born in Kenya. Yeah. Despite overwhelming evidence that Obama was born in Hawaii, the issue of his birth continues to dog him. Thursday, a Breitbart Big Government reported on a promotional booklet by Obama's own literary agency. I didn't know you have a literary agency. What do you got to do to be president? You got to vote to burn the flag, you got to vote to kill kids, and you got to get a book deal. And then you could be on NBC, nothing but communists. So here's some of the comments. Where is the evidence? I've yet to see it. All the records are sealed. Bill O'Reilly saw it, everybody. Bill O'Reilly saw it. That's good enough for me. Yeah. We only have a highly fraudulent document released by the administration. All else is speculation or lies. And thank God for Arizona Patriots. Poor Arizona, terrible beating. But the good news is, with the Mexicans leaving Arizona and leaving the United States to go back to where there's jobs in Mexico,
the Mexican government is thinking of putting up a wall to keep them from coming. It's time to put up a shut up, Obama. If you're from America, prove it. You're a liar, Obama. The guy who called him a liar and everybody climbed on him was the most patriotic American that ever lived. What's his name? Was it Joe Lewis? Joe Lewis, was that his name? I got to dig it up. Next time we do a show, I'll pay a tribute to him. And I'll tell you another lady I paid a tribute to, and nobody likes her. Her name is Jean Schmidt, and she is from, I believe, Ohio. And when Murtha, I call him Bloody Murtha, accused the Marines, of which he was one, of being a killers and terrorists, she stood up and called them out, and they booed her down. The Republicans and the Democrats are booed her down, which goes to show you. Do you know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? When a Republican gets caught stealing, he says, "I didn't do it." When a Democrat gets caught stealing, he says, "You can't prove it." Do you know the difference when a Republican gets beat up? You know how he reacts? He crawls into the corner and licks his wounds. When a Democrat gets beat up, you know what they do? They lick each other's wounds. I agree wholeheartedly, and I pray that other states will step up to the plate and take the steps to do the same thing. This president, or so-called, has made a mockery out of the United States of America and its citizenry. Let me tell you something. He didn't make a mockery. He conned us. The Democrat Party conned us. The Republican Party conned us. They all knew he was no good and he wasn't the real deal, and they shoved him down our throats, and we said, "Give us more. We want to be fair and impartial. We want to be a role model for the rest of the world." What rest of the world? Cambodia, where they killed 2 million? They wiped out 25% of the population? What rest of the world? The Middle East? Where they marry girls at 6 years old? Where they're still dealing in slavery? What, are you kidding? Get a life. Start learning how to be an American. This is the greatest country in the world, and it's our legacy to keep it safe and keep it strong. And it was given to us by the greatest generation, and we're blowing it. We're our own worst enemy. Also, the citizens of America need to step up and do more than just flapping their gums. That's true. And actually get off their dead butts. Yeah, well, but my check is coming today. I can't leave the house. Suppose the mailman gets mugged on the way. The entire nation needs to come together in prayer that a nation will turn back to God. Amen. Amen. I got to tell you something. There is you got to see this on YouTube. There's black kids in a school, and they're arguing with a black teacher, and they're saying that she's threatening them that they could go to jail if they say bad things about Obama. And they're saying that there's no difference between them, that they're both just human beings, and Obama's not a god. And this is her own people telling her, and she's threatening them with prison. Get your kids out of public school. That's a communist indoctrination from grammar school on. Get your kids out. Put them somewhere safe. Put them in God's hands. If there's only a synagogue in your neighborhood, put them in the synagogue. If there's only a Catholic church, put them in the Catholic church. Whatever is available that preaches love of God, get them there. Get them there quickly. Somewhere where the Ten Commandments still exist. Because I'll tell you something, all the education in the world is not going to save your soul. And when you meet the boss of the galaxies, he's going to ask you one question. How hard did you try to keep my rules? And if you tell him that you voted to kill kids, all the cherubim and seraphim are going to be pointing you out and booing. If my people, which are called by my name, by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Lord, come save us. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. Yep, whatever we say when there's wherever two or more people are gathered, he's there. And there's a lot of religion in the military. They're like the last bastion of God and country. And chaplains are being told they can't say the words Jesus Christ outside of a closet. Wish you would come out of your shell, Bob, and say what you think without being so mild. Ha ha. We all know that Obama is a prophylactic. We must all vote in November to rid America of Obama and company. It's not just Obama. This man has planted, he's the Johnny Appleseed of communism. He has sown the seeds of communism in every agency. He's lying fraud, a vet says. Yes, he is, another says. Amen, the third. Yep, fourth. There should not be get out. That should not be get out. It should be lock him up for breaking federal law. I want him behind bars. I'll tell you, man, there's some people out there. I would prefer it if they just get out and take that ugly thing and marry. If you want a man, if you call a man's wife an it, angry voter, it's more like pathetic racist. There's that racist label. Do you know, did I ever tell you that when George Bush was running in 2004, that I organized New York Jews for Bush, and I'm Irish. And I was the only member. And I went to the Democratic Convention, and I was attacked by a bunch of anti-Semites. Maybe it was because I was wearing a 10-gallon yarmulke that said Bush. Yeah, we're in trouble, my friends. We're in trouble. And if it wasn't for the evangelicals, Israel would be gone tomorrow, because they're the only ones out there that are helping them. Maybe the Southern Baptists too, huh? Here's a guy named Kay Gillo. You call a man's wife an it, you're an angry voter. Here's another guy. Read what he said. He referred to old Butthead and it. The ugly thing is Michelle. And those who scream racist are the racist. Oh, yes, I was telling you that I made a lot of money on selling label machines to Democrats. I used to run a special once a month, and the machine was $895, and I used to throw in 1,000 free racist labels. As a matter of fact, if Mr. Obama had any respect for the American people, which he hates, I believe he hates the South. He don't care what color you are. If you're from the South, he despises you. He don't want to see. He has no mercy, not even for black Georgia farmers. You got clay on your boots, buddy. He hates you. And if you don't believe me, just go down to the Gulf Coast and see how many people he put out of work. And he took a dip in the water to show he was fair and impartial. Yeah. Laughing at us all the way. He would present a copy of the original birth certificate for the American people to show if he was real. Of course, we know that Obama had zero respect for the American people, because Obama's goals are to do serious damage to our economy and our heritage. Oh, I believe that. What is unknown is why so many voters keep voting Democrat. The Democrat Party... I read a lot about Harry Truman. Every time I see something about Harry Truman, I love Harry Truman. I don't care what his shortcomings are. He was in the Klan, but you know what? In 1952, he integrated the military. Now, that's a 180-degree about-face. And Harry Truman always did what he thought was right and would help him get along with his fellow man. And he made the gutsiest calls in the world. Today, the communists, when you mention Harry Truman, the communists convulse, because he had the nerve to drop two big ones. Could you imagine Obama making that decision? He wasn't sure if he should take out a bin Laden. We're in trouble, my friends. We're in trouble. We got nobody with two big liberty to show. And we're settling. We used to vote the lesser of two evils, and now we'll take anything but Obama. How low have we fallen? And taxes. This government is a junkie government. They treat tax money like dope. They got to get a fix every day. And they have no intention. Neither party has any intention of cutting expenses. They're just going to do a little show and tell, and after the election, they shut the door and say, don't bother me for 4 years. I'm telling you. And they all got somebody to blame. Oh, the Democrats made me do this. The Republicans made me do that. If the Republicans had gotten along with the Democrats, we would be all one big happy family. Come on, guys. Get real. Get real. These guys are all lining their pockets. Name one agency outside the mafia government that's running this country that would be allowed to do insider of Wall Street trading and make it legal. Do you know that if your grandmother tells you she's got a connection to the Exxon board of directors, and tomorrow they're going to raise the price of oil another $10 a barrel, and you go and buy the Exxon stock, you could go to jail for insider trading along with your grandmother. But if you're Nancy Pelosi or a congressman or a senator, you're off the hook. You got a free pass. You don't think these guys pass laws that they know are going to benefit, they're going to have an effect on Wall Street the next day? Obama likes to upset people. Obama's got thin skin. If somebody gets to him, man, he's going to have a meltdown. I agree. If he has a true certificate, just show it. He has no respect for America or its people. He's a commie, a Muslim commie. He has perpetrated a fraud on us. That's the worst part. I don't blame him. He was doing his thing. He got over on us. And the people that helped him, they were doing their thing. And they got over on us. We're the ones that ate the poisoned apple. We're the ones that let him get as far as he got without being vetted. You couldn't hire an employee at the lowest level without checking him out. Maybe you'd only say, you know this guy? What do you think? But you'd be doing something. You'd be doing something. I'll give you an example. Guy came to me for a job many years ago. Suit on. In my business, nobody wears a suit. He came in with a suit, and he said he was a young kid. And I was impressed with him, and I liked the way he presented himself, and he was anxious. He wanted the job. He was very eager, and I says, okay, come back on Monday. And I had a guy working part-time for me who was a cop, and he said, Tom, don't do anything till I call you. That Sunday, I got a phone call from the cop. He said, Tom, you don't want this guy. He's a suspect in a murder charge. So the guy comes in on Monday, ready to work, and I said, hey, Joe, I got bad news. My accountant tells me I can't hire nobody. He goes, what do you mean? I go, I got too many people, and he says, I might even have to lay some people off here. He goes, you sure that's the reason that you're letting me go? I said, yeah, Joe. He said, are you really sure? Are you sure that that's the reason? I said, Joe, my accountant just called me. He goes, okay. And Joe, it turned out that he grew up to be a mafia button man and was torturing a guy in an ice cream parlor in the basement who had threatened John Gotti. And the story goes that the guy was harmless, and this guy called John Gotti says, this guy's harmless. And Gotti said, kill him anyway. So how's that? You never know, right? There's two close calls. By the way, I was supposed to be that Jeep driver in headquarters company, but I didn't know how to drive stick shift. And I always felt bad that I didn't get that job because my MOS was 113 operations and intelligence. And later on in life, I figured maybe God turned that job down. I could have been the guy in that bed or trying to get out the door. So, you never know. Sometimes what you think is a disaster is really a blessing in disguise. Let me give you a tune. I don't know how much time we got left. I only did 45 minutes, so. Yep. Hang in there, guys. just got to... I hate this. Oh, by the way, I was born on AOL. And when the Huffington Post took it over, I was totally disappointed. AOL says they bought the Huffington Post. But when Mary Kennedy hung herself, the first 200 blogs on the Huffington Post were all, rest in peace, Mary. There wasn't one negative blog. And the next day, the New York Post had a blog page, and everybody blamed Robert. So beware of the media that even list blogs, because they're picking and choosing, and you can't trust them. So what time we got left? We have nothing left. We're out of time. Okay, I'm going to close with a tune, and we'll dedicate it to 50s rock and rollers.